I'm Dave Milligan. I'm chair of the Michigan Wheat Program. I farm in Tuscola County, grow wheat, corn, soybeans, and dry beans.
Farmers are meeting today for a wheat field day here at Michigan State's campus. What are some of the items on the agenda for today and some of the things we'll be seeing out in the field?
Well, we're at the research farm, as you can see here, and it's a beautiful day. And we've funded a lot of research at Michigan State, and we're going to look at wheat variety. We're going to look at the head scab nursery. They've got a new head scab nursery, which is, I guess, kind of state-of-the-art. We're looking forward to looking at that. We've got several nitrogen plot tours with Kurt Steinke and his grad students, Christy Sprague, and we're going to look at weed control. I think that's kind of pretty much that. And then we got the noon program. We got lunch. We're going to have a little market update. Jody's, our executive director, is going to bring us up to date on a few things that are happening in the wheat thing. And in the afternoon, there's if you have time, we're going to go out to the Mason Research Variety Breeding Farm, and Eric Olson, the wheat breeder, is going to be out there and tour around that too. So it should be a pretty fun-filled day, and hopefully quite educational.
The wheat program is still kind of new to Michigan, and new as well to funding some of the research growers are concerned about. What are some of the key areas here in Michigan that growers really want to identify?
Well, we're trying to catch up on yield. You know, soybeans and corn have seen a big yield increase in the last 5-10 years, you know, a big increase every year, you know, 1-3%, and wheat's stayed pretty stagnant, and we just haven't been able to get that bump that we like to see and want to stay competitive, and we're trying to see what we can do and get some up-to-date research and see if we can raise that yield and quality. You know, we've got issues all the time with disease in wheat, and trying to battle that and get some new controls and new varieties. And
Dave, taking it back home, can you share more about what's happening in the Thumb of Michigan, what you're seeing in your fields and some of the area surrounding you?
Well, we were just commenting here that I guess the drought's over. We've been blessed with blessed or cursed, whatever, with anywhere from probably 3 to 5 inches of rain in the last 10 days up there. So it's not hurting corn or soybeans too much, but it's a little hard on the dry beans, and it's probably good for growing wheat, but it's also we're quite concerned about the potential for disease, head scab, and that type of thing. This is a conducive environment for all this wet weather. It's conducive to disease like that.